Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When Eli heard the solemn pronouncement on his house, he responded, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." 1 Samuel 3, verse 18. We could admire his acquiescence if we didn't know more of the story. God's, quote, good would have been if the sons of Eli knew the Lord and obeyed his word, or at least if Eli had acted in discipline on his sons as God's high priest. Quote, "Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?" Ezekiel 18:23. Nevertheless, as the countdown continues, the Lord moves Samuel increasingly into position for the day of judgment. Quote, "So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord." 1 Samuel 3, verses 19 and 20. Finally, the day came. It was not a capricious act of God. As if their past wickedness was not sufficient, Eli's sons committed one final act of blasphemy, so outrageous that heaven could no longer hold back. Here was the situation. The constantly marauding Philistines had aligned their troops at Aphek, near the headwaters of the Yarkon River. Israel, quote, encamped beside Ebenezer, chapter 4, verse 1, further inland. Quote, "When they joined battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men, verse 2. Now people don't mind ignoring God, but they're offended when he seemingly ignores them. So the people implored Hophni and Phinehas to bring the holy ark, God's throne on earth, down to the battle. They would make God show up. Seeing the ark, quote, "All Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook." Verse 5. Now they were ready to fight. But the Philistines heard their shout too. Now what?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.